As her epigraph for her 2019 memoir, Adrienne Brodeur chose a poem by Mary Oliver, quote, "The Uses of Sorrow." In my sleep, I dreamed this poem. Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this, too, was a gift. End quote. I can't think of a better way to describe this haunting memoir by Adrienne Brodeur titled Wild Game, My Mother, Her Lover, and Me. The title itself is a double entendre, referring both to edible wild game and to the wild and dangerous game Malabar, the mother, enters into and makes her 14-year-old daughter complicit in. Brodeur tells her readers she has changed all the names in her memoir, except for her mother, Malabar, her father, Paul, and herself. Perhaps this is part of why the memoir reads so much like a novel. Quote, "Wake up, Rennie." I felt a hand on my shoulder and pulled the sheet over my head. "Rennie, please. Rennie, wake up. Please, wake up. Sweetheart, please. I need you. Mom, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Ben Souther just kissed me." End quote. As I started this book, I was happy for Malabar. She is already divorced from her daughter's father and waiting for her lover's divorce to be finalized when he, Charles, has several strokes and is partially paralyzed on his right side. Malabar does the honorable thing and goes through with the marriage in spite of Charles' much reduced capacities. Malabar is a beautiful middle-aged woman of Indian descent who has lived a lonely life and has had a fractious relationship with her own mother. Perhaps while still married to Charles, she can snatch a bit of happiness with Ben, who is her husband's best friend. But very quickly, the story becomes darker and more twisted. Lies compound lies. I was much reminded of Iris Murdoch as I read this book. Murdoch loved to show how deceit snowballs. I'm thinking especially of her early novel, The Sacred and Profane Love Machine. The deceit itself is insidious, but Malabar's use of Rennie, her daughter, as a cover and an ally in carrying out the affair over years is truly awful. Perhaps I'm telling too much of the story, but the plot becomes obvious from the early pages. Rennie loves her mother and puts Malabar's happiness above her own. At first, she gets a kind of vicarious thrill from it, but soon she thinks of little else other than escaping her mother's influence and beginning her own life, extracting herself from the web of lies. Perhaps going away to college will be her escape. But Malabar's searing need draws her back again and again. Adding to the moral pollution of the story is the fact that Ben and Lily, his frail and devoted wife, are best friends with Malabar and Charles, and Ben and Malabar carry on their affair under the noses of their spouses. I am in many ways stunned by the audacity of Brodeur in laying out this story. Fortunately, there are parts of the ending of the story that redeem it some, and Rennie is able to more or less escape the suffocating love of her mother and to make her own motherhood and marriage so much better. In the end, I really was intrigued by this memoir, artfully written and stark in its honesty. I have been talking about Adrienne Brodeur's 2019 memoir, Wild Game, My Mother, Her Lover, and Me. And this is Patricia Kohlberg, reading as usual for Larry Bolden and for the Old Mole Variety Hour.